This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and I'll tell you, it's crazy how time is flying by, folks. Like, I mean, it's like, wow, like you think of June, July, August, all of a sudden we're at Thanksgiving, and now we're like approaching Christmas, and I'm a big Christmas guy. Like, I love Christmas with a passion. Grew up loving it. I mean, I always tell people, look, if you're too religious, for me, when it deals with Christmas trees and Santa Claus and stockings, you know what, then hey, go your merry way. Don't, you can be religious, it's your business, but for me, I tend to like the glitz and the glamour of Christmas. I love everything about it. Sure, I know it's, you know, it's about Jesus, but you know what, also, it's also festive. It's a celebration time, so I love it all. I really do. Don't take Santa Claus away from me, amen? So I just love everything about Christmas, the lights, the trees, all of it. And so I'm excited, and we're doing Countdown Till Christmas. I'm so excited about that. So, today I was thinking about something to talk about, and one of the things that I feel like that the Holy Spirit spoke to me was, do you know what the key to promotion is? And I'm going through my brain thinking, okay, what is the key to promotion? And all of a sudden, the Lord began to take me, you know, into the scriptures. And over in Romans, it says something really awesome that we never really pay attention to. But if you really stop to think about it, it's really powerful, because we always tend to sort of overlook certain things. And one of the key elements I've realized in my life is getting down to what the Bible says. And Romans chapter 12, verse 15, it's really cool because it says something very interesting. And we've all heard this 1,001 times, but it's so awesome to repeat. Romans 12, 15, it basically says this: rejoice with those who rejoice. And you might say, how is that a key factor within our lives of getting, being promoted, you know, getting abundance or whatever it is? First of all, we have to understand the kingdom of God is nothing more than giving, 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 giving. It's not receiving, it's giving away. It's a demonstration of the power of giving something, giving, let's say, a blessing, giving a favor, giving money, giving joy, giving happiness, giving, you know, love, giving a favor, giving, you know, whatever the case may be, it's giving away of yourself. And when I begin to think about that scripture about Romans chapter 12 verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice. Here's what I really want you to know today. That whether you realize it or not, many of us are under what I call a poverty mindset. Now, once again, if you automatically relate poverty to money, or lack of money in that case, then you're missing the whole point. And maybe that's why you might be broke. Let's just be real about it. Maybe because it's a trigger for you to think it's all about money with people. Let me tell you something. It's if your mind goes there, when my mind does it, something's wrong with that picture. All right, because that means that automatically your paradigm is automatically arising out of a trigger for you the moment you hear a certain word. And think about it, that wouldn't be that other person's situation, because they're the one talking about it. It would be your problem that you need to really deal with, because poverty mindset does not always go to money. It goes to everything in your life. Everything. It goes to attracting, as far as law of attraction. It goes to how you relate to people, how you relate to yourself, your family, your household, and material things, and a lack of material things. It deals with every part of your existence, because poverty is not always related to natural things. It's related to soulish and spiritual things as well. So when I read that scripture, rejoice with those who rejoice, I begin to realize what's being said is this. When someone, let's say, hey, they get a new car, you know, some of you, that might be a trigger for you, you know, or maybe, oh my gosh, they just had a baby. That's awesome. They had a beautiful baby boy or girl. Or maybe, wow, they got a promotion on their job. Or maybe, wow, you know what, their parents are married and mine are not. You know, of course mine are, but the key thing is you've got to look at this and say, where is your mind going when someone gets, let's say, climbs up the corporate ladder? No matter what that looks like. God, they're always happy. They're always joyful. Well, doesn't the Bible say to rejoice in that? When someone else is rejoicing, don't you rejoice from that? And yes, we can go there and say, laughter is infectious. It spreads like a wildfire. Smiles, you know, cause other people to smile. And all this is true. However, we still tend to look at our lives and say, why are they always happy? Why? Because you're operating out of a poverty mindset. You know, that guy always has a smile on his face because you're operating out of a poverty mindset. you know, oh, I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, their new car. Oh, poverty mindset. You know, why does she marry the guy that's awesome and I can't seem to marry one? Poverty mindset. You know, or how about this one? How about this one? Let me give you guys a great example. Now, on my personal Facebook, which I allow just for my family and just my covenantal, like my close friends, so don't be offended, okay? But because everybody has to have a little personal out, right? And on my Facebook, I actually put just the other day, 2 days ago, I put on there, I said, you know, and this is how I phrase it. I said, you know, when I go to the gas station, I really don't pay attention to the gas prices, you know, and so I'm not one sort of that shops around, you know, because I'm always in a hurry. Now, with that being said, I got comments from people that I love, but I got comments such as, must be nice to have money. Where'd that come from? Nobody even said I had money, you know? Or, and also comments such as, you know, well, I have to pay attention to the prices. And you look at that and you think, why are you being so defensive, you know? And other people are like, I understand, me too, or I'm always in a hurry, me too. And so what I did is updated it the next day, and here's what I said. I said, for many of you, you made the comments on there dealing with must be nice, or, you know, or you must have money, or whatever, you know, or one guy even put on there, who is a friend of mine, supposedly. One guy put on there, said something to the fact of, you know, that, you know, that's must be nice, but other people are trying to save money for food. And I'm sitting here thinking, where is that even relating to my comment? And the reason why, because people, listen to me closely, people tend to see what they want to see. Now, I want you to think about that when you think of conspiracy theories, you think of the Bible, you think of God, you think of good, bad, and ugly, your parents, people, peers, teachers, you know, your enemies, people who have money, people who don't have money. You have to understand that you will see life and you will read life of what you want it to be read of whatever the circumstances is saying out of a mindset that you have created. And the whole gist of that Facebook story was this, basically saying, I'm always in a hurry and I've got so many service stations that are spread out around me, not really close by. I don't have time really to go, you know, to go from service station, half a mile down the street, 3 blocks down the street, to compare when that's energy and money in the sense of gasoline I'm wasting to try to find the, you know, closer one. And plus, I don't have the time because I'm always life coaching people on the phone and I've got to, you know, write books and stuff. So that was the gist of the post, which basically was just saying, you know, it must be nice, but I don't have time really to shop around. I just go to the gas station, get my gas, and move on because I'm always so busy. And now, I mean, if you're like, oh, I get that, Jeremy. I mean, you know, hey, you know, you do it too. Let's just face it. How many of you have ever been in a hurry and you're like, just stopping at gas? How many of you never stop with your wife and kids in the car and you're like, hey, honey, this gasoline's a little bit more. Let's just drive a little bit more further down the street. Well, you know, honey, you're on fumes. Well, we got to save some money though. How many of you would never, and you better not, you never take your chance with your children in the car, right? In the sense of you're on riding on fumes and you're going to take your time shopping around for gas stations. Many of you are going to be like, I don't have time for that. Wisdom wouldn't tell me that. Wisdom would say get gas because you don't want to break down with your kids in the car and your wife, right? Or your spouse. So this is where people, I notice where people pick up a mindset because people tend to get defensive. Do they not? And it might not have anything to do with money, but it's the idea of must be nice. I'm not you. You're not me. I've got a, you know, dealt a bad hand in life. I got dealt a good hand in life, whatever the case may be. So I wanted to bring this to you guys today because God made it plain to me. He said, you know, promotion comes when you rejoice with those who rejoice. It does not come in and for people when they have a mindset, well, it must be nice or she doesn't deserve that. She hasn't been in this office as long as I have. Can we go back to the scripture? Yeah, you know the scriptures that you claim to live by, right? Hello, talking to the choir. Yeah, those scriptures that you claim you love so much, that's God's word to you. Yeah, let's go back to that for a moment. What does the Bible say about that? It says this, rejoice with those who rejoice. Which means if you want promotion in any area of your life, if you want more love, give more love. Be love. If you want more grace upon your situation, because here's the thing, you might look and say, well, I'm married, I've never been divorced, I've never suffered, you know, financially, I've always been good to people, I don't cuss. What is the old saying? Don't drink, don't cuss, what do you do? Mentality. But guess what? There comes a time in your life where the Bible says trials and tribulations are things you can't avoid, but be of good cheer because I've already overcome the world. Which means there will be times in your life because you can't say you're sinless because we all fall short of the glory of God. So because of that, there will come a time in your life when you might be weak and you might fall to temptation. You might fall into adultery, or you might fall into just giving a little white lie, as they say, to my mother or my neighbor. You know, you might find yourself at a place where, hey, honey, can we write off anything else in our taxes? Well, we're not really supposed to write this off, but let's just do it anyway. Nobody's going to know. Right? And guess what? If you're caught, don't you want the same grace that you give other people? But see, a lot of times people who are not grace-giving people are people who really have lived up to a standard of law so far in their life. Notice how I said so far. But there comes a time, folks, when pride cometh before a fall. So you want to be able to give yourself grace by giving other people grace and realizing sometimes things just happen and I've got to begin to love. So if you want to be promoted in the kingdom of God, I would suggest to each one of you and myself, when somebody gets a new car, or they get married, or they have a daughter, and let's say you're barren, hey, you know what? Don't say, she doesn't deserve, she will never be a good mother as much as I would. That's people that I say, get your diapers on and go sit in your little cradle, all right? Hey, amen? But I would say, hey, you know what? If you want that daughter, praise God for the daughter that they just got, that she's pregnant with now. I mean, give it your all in sincerity and love and say, oh, wow, I'm so happy for you. And never, not one time, let it cross your mind, must be nice. She's got more than me. I couldn't get pregnant. No, 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 no. You know what God says? You just knock yourself down off the totem pole of abundance and also of provision and also favor. If you want favor, folks, give it. I want to encourage you today, take the time to encourage somebody. Take the time to rejoice with someone. And notice when you operate out of, wow, I'm so thrilled for them. You so deserve it. That, my friend, is a prosperity mindset. And trust me, God will make a way where there seems to be no way for you and open up the windows of heaven. And you'll get so many blessings, you'll be like, what's going on? And God's going to say, because you rejoiced with everyone around you. Whether you had what they have now or not, you still gave it your all of love. Thank you for tuning in, guys, to this podcast. I'm so appreciative of every one of you. You guys are amazing. I love every single one of you, who you are and how you are. I really do. And I would always say this to you as I close, and that is this. If you don't like your day, change it. Change your thoughts. Change your life. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.